folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, aka Beck, and you know I say this each and every week. We love hearing from all of you, your comments, stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime, call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And here, as always, riding along as co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, in case you didn't know this, May is beef month, but that's not all. Barbecue season is about to kick off. I mean, Memorial Weekend is just around the corner. Now, are you like us where you've been watching your dollars? Thankfully, we raise our own beef, so our freezers are full. But I know a lot of other folks are still trying to look at, wow, man, we're getting our camping trips lined up. We're getting our summer barbecues lined up on the calendar. And you're going, how am I going to pay for all of this?
Well, food's gotten expensive.
It has.
Everything has gone up. It's just the nature of the beast.
It has. But it's, I think we can all sit back and say, there's just something about when you cook or grill or barbecue at home, throw it on the smoker. It feels good to know that this was a homemade meal versus you just went through a drive-thru quick and paid buku dollars for fast food.
That's the thing, because we've talked about this before, too, of how fast food has gone up.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think we talked about that a few episodes back of when you went to like McDonald's, what you paid 30 years ago versus what you pay today.
Look at it right now. You and I did the math recently, and we don't eat a lot of fast food. Tigger and I do not. We eat mostly at home. However, we went out and we were traveling. So of course we had to eat out, and we went through a couple of fast food restaurants. Every time both of us looked at each other at the bill from the fast food restaurants, we could have had a sit-down meal at a sit-down restaurant 100%. For the same price.
For 100%.
So that would have been a steak.
And that's why I think people, excuse me, are willing to spend a little bit more for your home meals, because like the demand for beef has never been higher.
Thank you.
So I think people are willing to purchase and pay for a product that they know that it's from an American farmer and rancher, that maybe it's from your neighbor if they're selling something. But before we get into that, because I'm assuming you're gonna talk about how we can maybe save some dollars when it comes to the barbecue, right?
Well, you know, that's how I roll.
Okay. So before we jump into that, I got a question for you. Griddle or grill? Which do you prefer?
Oh. And when he says griddle, he's talking like a Blackstone. He's talking about a pit boss.
Yes.
One of those big.
I call them a hibachi, even though technically they're not a hibachi, but I call them that. So what do you prefer?
I actually do now. I've come over to the other side and I prefer the griddle. I prefer the griddle.
But you have to make sure that that griddle is out of the wind, because otherwise you lose all your heat.
That's the downfall on these griddles. And I told Tigger, like, I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks. And one of the things on his honey-do list is to build some kind of windbreak around our griddle, because I'm tired of fighting with inconsistent heat across it, all because of the wind. And we live in an area that gets a lot of wind.
I'm giving you the deer in the headlight looks, because this is the first time I've heard of this.
Well, you and your dad, write that down. I want that done.
Okay. We will work on that. Now, we're trying to pinch pennies just like everybody else, even though I do believe that you have to start with a high quality cut of meat. It's that much easier when it comes to cooking. But you have become very, very good at using like the chuck or something like that, and it's how you are prepping that particular cut of meat, and I gotta be honest, you don't notice any difference than anything else. So you will absolutely jump into these lower, less expensive cuts.
Well, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it, because cooking meats has become a hobby for me, kind of in that arena. Well, we'll just put it that way. Why? Because our dollars don't go very far, like
right,
as
like
far
everybody.
As they used to. So that's where I have learned to use, you're right, lower end cuts of meat. And it's across the board of the different meats that are out there. I'm not just focusing on beef or pork or chicken. I'm just saying what it is. But I always say buy what you can afford. Okay, so buy the highest quality
Maybe
you can
afford.
Maybe
that's the best way of saying it right there. Buy what you can afford.
That's the first one. But then the next one is a lot of these meats, even the lower end ones, It just comes down to preparation, okay? So take 2 seconds, and if you don't want to Google, you don't want to watch a YouTube video, hit me up with a question. You can email me at bendradioshow@gmail.com, and I'll try and help you out. But a lot of the biggest keys on this are the simple things. Like, say when it comes to steaks, okay? Make sure your griddle, your frying pan, or your grill are extra hot before you put that piece of meat on there. Before you even think about putting that meat on there, make sure that steak is taken out of the refrigerator at least 30 minutes before. Let it sit on the counter and naturally warm up.
If not longer, right?
If not
when
longer,
it comes to steaks.
I like to let them set out at least an hour. The other one is that, like I said, make sure that griddle or grill is hot, really hot, so it sears it, and then I turn that heat way down. That's my key. I go and I sear both sides, and then I turn it down and let it slow cook. And right before I take it off the griddle or grill, I put a big old pat of butter on it, and then I let that steak sit and set off to the side. They call it resting. It's amazing how it can take a lower end steak and elevate it.
And those are the two things that so many people forget is, number one, to let the hibachi, if you're using that, or the grill, or
let
the,
it warm
or
up.
It's got to get very hot and let it warm up because everybody's getting impatient, right?
Yes.
You want to eat now when you're hungry. And then when it comes to that really good steak, that's the other thing. You're all excited because you prepared it and you want to dive into it right away. The key is to let it sit. So how long, in your opinion, should a person let it sit when you take it off the grill or the griddle?
I let it sit anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. I don't want my steak to get cold, but I set it off to the side, and I usually might set it in an area that's still a little bit warm so that it doesn't lose all the heat. But I'm telling you, it makes a difference putting that pat of butter on the top. And if you find out, or if you've ever wondered, those fancy restaurants you order that big old porterhouse from, a lot of times it comes out with a just melted slab of butter on it.
You realize everybody wants a steak right now.
I'm hungry.
Everybody wants a steak right now.
Now, you've heard my tips and tricks. Quick, what are yours? Send them to us. I want to hear about them and find out if there's something I got to try out or something I haven't done before. Let me give it a try. That phone number, call or text 305-900-2363 or email bendradioshow@gmail.com. I have to say, I cannot wait to hear from all of you and to try out your tips and tricks. And don't worry, I'll share them with the rest of the crew. Time for a quick break. Coming up later on the show, we head to small town USA. How would you feel if your high school mascot changes after nearly a century? We'll give you the whole story. You're listening to The Ben Show, and we'll be right back.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy, and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 15th through the 18th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Gary Allen and special guests Tiger Lily Go. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Ryan Long Shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. The other night, we went out with friends. We headed to a bar and grill, and they just so happened to have bar trivia going on. And those of you that don't know, I love trivia. I get really competitive. It got a little wild, got a little crazy.
And we were kind of surprised that they had barroom trivia, because in today's day and age, you can just use your phones, right?
Yes.
I mean, and you can play all these different games against each other, but they had barroom trivia. It led to some, let's just say, disagreements.
We're still friends, though. We're all still friends, but it was fun.
Here's what I did, because you are so competitive. You love trivia and Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, all these games. So I put together a quiz, okay? And everybody can play along with this. There's 18 questions. And based on these questions, only very few of the population can get 50%.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Hold on, though. Did you change any of these questions? Because you know where
this is not, are you smarter than a fourth grader, fifth grader, 10th grader, whatever it is. This is mathematics, biology, history, geography, entertainment, everything.
Okay.
Everything
I'm all ears.
Wrapped in it's a little more on the biology side.
Okay.
Because you were an animal science major. So it's maybe a little bit more on that.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So,
you've got me excited. All right. Everybody else, join along with
us.
We can
play, see how well you do. So see if you get above a 50%. First question is, what is a baby whale called?
A calf.
I didn't think you'd get that.
I'm heading to Alaska. I've been studying whales.
Okay, that makes sense. What does the chemical symbol Fe represent?
Iron.
I didn't think you'd get
Why
that.
Why do I know that? This is May is beef month, by the way, and what do you get from beef? Iron.
The next category, mathematics. What is a quarter of 120?
Oh, no, 5.
30.
Sorry, I'm not good at math.
So you get one in the other category. What is a dried plum called?
Oh, shoot.
It's not a raisin.
No, it's
a dried plum.
It's not a date either.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
I said date because I took this quiz, and I'll share my results with you. A prune.
A prune?
A prune. A dried plum is a prune. I thought it was a date as well, but no.
I thought, oh my gosh, I thought prunes were in this category.
In movie ratings, what do the letters PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Very good. You get one over in this category. What is the name of the board on which an artist mixes paint? I got this one wrong.
I have no idea because I'm going to say, because I'm not a painter unless I have to paint the fence or something. I have no idea.
Palette.
Palette? Oh, my gosh. I should have known that.
Right,
so right now, I'm thinking back to Bob Ross and painting the little trees.
Exactly. Okay, back to mathematics. Here we go. How many sides does a heptagon have?
7.
I didn't think you'd get that.
At least I got one.
Okay, entertainment. In The Simpsons, how many children do Homer and Marge have?
They have 2.
3.
3, there's the baby. I forgot about the baby.
You said 2, so I was over here in this category.
But I forgot about the baby.
In which, you're doing pretty good. You're actually at 50% right now.
In which,
this one is hard. This is history. In which century was Christopher Columbus born?
Well, he sailed in 1492, so I'm going to say 1400s.
15th century.
Oh, the century.
Ah,
I get that mixed up all the time.
That was a trick one. Shoot. I got that one wrong, too. Bogota is the capital city of which country?
Colombia.
How did you know that?
Well, world geography. I have a big, you know, I love globes, right? I used to even have a collection.
I didn't think you'd do that. Okay, so far you're at 50%. So if you get a little better than 50%, you're going to do better than the majority of the country.
Well, let's keep going.
This one is all biology. There's 8 questions about biology.
Oh, boy. Okay.
This one I really messed up on. I did not do very well on this at all when I took this. Insects are animals, true or false?
False.
True.
What?
Insects are animals. In fact, they are the most diverse group of animals. And I got that one wrong, too. And I had to look that up.
We're both animal science majors.
Insects are animals. And that is absolutely true.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I can't believe I got that wrong.
All right. Now, what type of reproduction involves only one parent?
Parrot?
Parent.
Oh, parent.
Not
I thought
parrot.
You said a parent.
No. What type of reproduction only involves one parent. Not parent.
I know this and it's slipping my mind right now.
What is it?
Oh, worms are this. I know what it is, but
it's
again,
not unlucky.
Shoot. I know it's, I can't think of it off the top of my phone.
Asexual reproduction.
Yes, that's it.
Asexual reproduction. Okay. Yes. What is the basic unit of life?
Water?
No.
Air?
No. No. The basic unit of life. Think smaller.
You need hydrogen? Carbon?
Smaller. A cell is the basic unit of life. I thought it was matter.
Okay.
But no, but it's a cell is the basic unit of life. Hold on here. I didn't tell your question. So you got the insect
right now.
One wrong. You got the asexual parrot question wrong. And you got you got that one wrong too. You're not doing so good. What part of the plant does photosynthesis take place?
On the leaves.
Very good. I got that one right. So let me jump down to this one. What gas do plants release during photosynthesis?
Oxygen.
Oh, very good.
Plant a tree. Save us tomorrow.
Okay. On the whole, plants, okay? True or false? Mushrooms are plants.
They're a fungus.
True or false? Mushrooms are plants.
I want to say false because they're a fungus.
Very good. All right. You are at 50% right here, Beck. You have two questions left. So you can get one right and one wrong, and you will still be
above
the average. So which scientist proposed the theory of natural selection? And I knocked this one out of the park.
Was it Darwin?
Very
Charles
good.
Darwin.
Charles Darwin.
Yes!
Very good.
Mom, see that education paid off.
Very good. See, this is not the easiest quiz, is
no.
it? Is it? All right. The last one, biology question. Which human organ is primarily responsible for removing carbon dioxide from the blood? Just think about that for a little bit because I got this one wrong. Which human organ is primarily responsible for removing carbon dioxide from the blood? Okay, you got to kind of break this one. Even if you get it wrong, you're still going to do better than the average American at this.
Why couldn't you say which one, you know, filters alcohol or something like that?
No,
where it would be easy and
so
it'd be the liver.
It's not the liver.
I know.
I thought it was the liver right away,
too. Oh, I know it's not the liver. I keep thinking if it is the lungs or if it is, I'm trying to think of what it's called. I think it is the lungs.
The lungs is correct.
Oh, yes.
So you did better than the majority of the population out there. This was not an easy quiz.
This was a lot of fun.
I stand corrected. I thought I was going to absolutely annihilate you on this thing.
Well,
and you did better than I did. I will be honest with you. I did not get above a 50%.
And will you please let everyone know I never once touched my phone, a computer. I'm sitting here with nothing. My hands or palms were on the desk.
Go to break.
All right. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes.
Country music's Gary Allen.
Take off.
live in concert Thursday, May 15th at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. One of country music's hottest performers with special guest Tiger Lily Gold. Tickets on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Gary Allen with special guest Tiger Lily Gold at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and my co-host here in the house is Jeff Tigger Earhart.
As we talked about at the top of the show, heading to small town USA, what are your thoughts on this? It has to do with kind of school pride. We're heading to Dickinson, North Dakota, population, what would you say, 20, 25,000?
About that, about give that or take.
Population is in Dickinson, and the public high school has as their mascot the midget.
And if I remember right, they've been the midgets for a long time.
For over a century, they have been the Dickinson Midgets. However, the name of the midgets is going by the wayside at the end of the current school year, which is here in just a few weeks because graduation is fixing to happen. So they voted on a number of different names. There was 850 different submissions. Right now, it is between the Defenders and the Mavericks. So, but here's how, let me just kind of go back in history a little bit, okay? So the origin of the Midgets nickname at Dickinson High School, it goes back, I mean, almost a century, but there's really no definite record of exactly how the name came to be. Like one popular account was attributes the moniker of a sports broadcaster upon witnessing a Dickinson team notably smaller in stature than its opponents coined the nickname on air. Now, another theory links the name to a post-World War I victory parade that made a stop in Dickinson, North Dakota, featuring a mighty midget fighter plane that reportedly inspired the school's athletic teams. So there's a number of different stories of how the midgets came to be.
So what you're getting at, it was never set up to be derogatory. It's more as a kind of homage to them being a small community and they were making it in the big world.
And the team was maybe smaller in stature.
Exactly.
Where they said this. However,
this was all brought about, though, I'm going to jump in here, because I have been following this story for a couple of years, because there were representatives that ended up crashing their school board meeting back in 2019. And this group was called the Little People of America. They are not from North Dakota. They're not from Dickinson. They showed up saying, hey, the name of your mascot is derogatory and is offensive to us, which
I get that.
I can completely understand
that.
Step back. Yep. Nobody ever intended to hurt anybody, but that's kind of what brought up this whole, should we change the mascot or not?
And now, so fast forward to today, Here's where we're at. Like I said, they had over 850 submissions from various different people in the community saying, yes, we are going to change our mascot. It comes down to the Defenders and the Mavericks.
Oh, those are good names.
Those are good names of what they have. But here's my question. And the reason that I wanted to bring this up in the first darn place is you played ball under a number of different mascots. They changed over the years.
Well, that's because I was from a small school that had to keep combining with other schools to get enough kids on the bleacher.
That's exactly right. You had to combine with other schools to get a team together in the first darn place so you could compete. So do you feel that there is a loss of school pride of changing the mascot?
Okay,
your thoughts on that?
This one here, and I've encountered this in multiple different avenues. Even a college that I attended for just 1 year was forced into many years of legal battles to have to change their name as well. And here's the deal. At this school here, it's not like they're joining forces with another school. So they got to come up with a brand new name for a mascot, okay? This is just being brought up of trying to not offend anybody in the world.
In today's society, okay?
So I'm a little torn on this because I can see absolutely this was never meant to be derogatory whatsoever. They have done well as a school under this mascot. They just happened to get some attention from elsewhere, and now they're getting kind of forced to change.
And I don't want to know what the dollar amount is going to be to change logos and all of that. I don't even know what's involved.
Think about what a new gym floor is going to cost.
There you go. I mean, the cost is going to be astronomical, but all of the old swag that has all of the old logos on it might be worth a lot of money.
You know, there isn't truly a right or wrong in this situation, but I'm going to throw this to you all. I want to hear your thoughts. What would be your response if this was your school that this was happening to?
So is it okay to change with the time?
It is. Modernize. Yeah. Let me know. I want you to send us a text. Give us a call, 305-900-2363. Or like always, you can email bendradioshow@gmail.com. We're going to call this show wrapped for this week. And as always, remember, folks, keep sending us in those questions, your thoughts, your ideas, even a recipe if we need to try out. Grilling season is about to take off. That number again is 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed this episode or parts of it, or you want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.